News of the Church. Elder Ronald A. Rasband, Quorum of the 12 Apostles. After Elder Ronald A. Rasband received his call to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, he read John chapter 15, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Elder Rasband said, I had a spiritual impression that there's nothing about this call that was my desire. It was the Lord's decision. At age 19, Elder Rasband had already learned a similar lesson about submitting to the Lord's decisions. He had hoped to serve a mission in Germany, as had his father and older brother, but instead he was called to the Eastern States Mission, USA. He turned to his scriptures and read in the 100th section of the Doctrine and Covenants, Therefore follow me, and listen to the counsel which I shall give unto you. An effectual door shall be opened up in the regions round about in this eastern land. Therefore, verily I say unto you, lift up your voices unto this people. Verses 2, 3, and 5. He had a witness that the Lord wanted him to serve in the Eastern States Mission. Elder Rasband, born on February 6, 1951, comes from humble circumstances. I was born of a bread truck driver and a dear stay-at-home mother, he said. He comes from a multi-generational Latter-day Saint family, a heritage he treasures. In 1973, Elder Rasband married Melanie Twitchell. They have 5 children and 24 grandchildren. Elder Rasband credits his wife of 42 years for helping him become who he is today. My wife has taken me like potter's clay and molded me into something that really matters. It's her spiritual influence that has led not only to this beautiful and special calling, but also to everything that I've done spiritually. In 1987, Elder Rasband became president and chief operating officer of a worldwide chemical corporation. He learned from his leaders how to be more effective in church service. I learned in my profession that people are more important than anything else that we can do. He also learned many, many leadership skills that have served me well as a general authority. Elder Rasband has had plenty of opportunities to use those skills. He has served as bishop, mission president, general authority 70 since April 2000, supervisor of the North America West, Northwest, and 3 Utah areas, counselor in the Europe Central Area Presidency, executive director of the Temple Department, member of the presidency of the 70 since 2005, and senior president of the 70 since April 2009. His church assignments have given him a love for Latter-day Saints everywhere. He tells members, Your faith has increased our faith. Your testimonies have added to our testimony. Page 90. Elder Rasband is humble to serve as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've always had a desire to serve him, he said. I will devote my time, my talents, and everything I have now for the rest of my life. I'm committed to do it. I'm honored to do it.
Elder Gary E. Stevenson, Quorum of the 12 Apostles. As he reflected on his call to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Elder Gary E. Stevenson concluded that his service in the Lord's kingdom, and particularly as an apostle, will be more about leading by serving than about serving by leading. Jesus Christ considered himself a servant, Elder Stevenson said during a press conference after he was sustained. We too consider ourselves servants. See Mark chapter 10, verse 44. Elder Stevenson's call to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles came unexpectedly. He feels, however, that his service in the church, especially as a General Authority 70 from 2008 to 2012, and as presiding bishop since March 2012, has helped him prepare for his new responsibilities. One of the most important things he has learned in the Lord's service is the great worth of Heavenly Father's children. Elder Stevenson looks forward to the increased opportunities he will have as an apostle to associate with and testify to God's children throughout the world. He also looks forward to continued association with those who lead the Lord's church. To think of sitting in council and being able to learn from them, to be tutored by them, and to feel their strength and their testimonies of Jesus Christ and His atonement, he said, is something that I believe will be a beautiful experience. Gary E. Stevenson was born on August 6, 1955, to Evan N. and Vera Jean Stevenson. He traces his family roots to Utah's early Latter-day Saint pioneers. He grew up in northern Utah's Cache Valley in a gospel-centered home where he learned the value of hard work and the importance of service. His father, the bishop of my youth, often invited him along on visits to the many widows living in their ward. Lessons young Gary learned from his father about Christ-like care and service left an indelible impression on him that would serve him well as presiding bishop. The bishops of the church, he said, really are my heroes. Elder Stevenson's service in the church began in earnest when he was called as a full-time missionary to the Japan Fukuoka Mission, where he developed a lasting love for the Japanese people and their language, which he still speaks fluently. Following his mission, he attended Utah State University, where he met Lisa Jean Higley. They married in the Idaho Falls Temple in 1979 and are the parents of four sons. Elder Stevenson earned a degree in business administration with an emphasis in marketing. He later co-founded and served as president and chief operating officer of one of the world's leading manufacturers and marketers of exercise equipment. The Stevenson family lived in Japan for several years. In 2004, Elder Stevenson was called as president of the Japan Nagoya Mission. Following his call to the 70 in 2008, he served as a counselor and president in the Asia North area. He was serving as area president in 2011 when a major earthquake struck off the coast of northern Japan, triggering a massive tsunami that killed thousands. That experience proved to be a defining moment in his life. Elder Stevenson helped shape the response of the church, which provided food, supplies, support, and longer-term assistance. That was a manifestation of the Church of Jesus Christ filling one of its divinely appointed responsibilities of caring for the poor and needy, he recalls. He said it was a sacred privilege to minister and bless and organize assistance. Elder Stevenson said the Lord has counseled Latter-day Saints to succor the weak, lift up the hands which hang down, and strengthen the feeble knees. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 81, Verse 5. In that, he said at the press conference, comes the charge that we feel as members of the Quorum of the Twelve and as apostles in providing Christ-like service.
Elder Dale G. Renland, Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. After the initial surprise of being called to the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Elder Dale G. Renland knelt in prayer with his wife, Ruth, seeking the witness that God directed this course. Elder Renland has sought that direction many times as a General Authority 70, as a cardiologist, and as a husband and father. While he worked as a medical resident in training in Maryland, USA, for example, his wife developed ovarian cancer. Their daughter, Ashley, was just 16 months old. During those difficult days, Elder Renland's feeling of closeness to the Lord was restored when Ruth thanked the Lord in prayer for their temple sealing. Elder Renland spent his career as a cardiologist, treating patients with heart failure. He saw many patients die, but after a patient named Chad died, the emotional distance he maintained in times of crisis as a physician shattered when Chad's parents joined him in the emergency room. In that moment, he saw Chad through their eyes. Of this experience, Elder Renlund said, "I now realize that in the church, to effectively serve others, we must see them through a parent's eyes, through Heavenly Father's eyes. Only then can we begin to comprehend the true worth of a soul." Elder Renlund's childhood and church service have also helped prepare him to see others through the Lord's eyes and understand the church's diverse membership. Dale Renlund was born on November 13, 1952, to Swedish immigrants who came to Utah to be sealed in the temple. When Dale was a boy, the family moved to Finland and then back to Sweden. He returned to Utah with his family 3 years later. At age 19, he was called to serve a full-time mission in Sweden. In 2009, Elder Renlund was called to serve as a General Authority 70. His first assignment was in the Africa Southeast Area Presidency. Elder Renlund ended his career as a physician and professor, but his wife, he says, made the greater sacrifice. Ruth was the president of her law firm when Elder Renlund was called and left her work as well. But ever since they married in 1977, he says, she has always been all in and a source of great strength to him. While in Africa, Elder and Sister Renlund were tutored by the saints about what really matters. Once, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Elder Renlund asked the members what their challenges were. He recalls that, after some prodding, an older gentleman stood up and said, "Elder Renlund, how can we have challenges? We have the gospel of Jesus Christ." Elder Renlund reflects, "My wife and I want to be like those Kananga saints. They look like they have nothing, but they have everything." In closing his first talk as an apostle, Elder Renlund testified, "With all my heart, I want to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. I love Him. I adore Him. I witness of His living reality. I witness that He is the Anointed One, the Messiah."
Elder L. Whitney Clayton, Senior President of the 70. At a young age, Elder L. Whitney Clayton learned to love work and family. Early every Saturday, his father, a physician, would leave to attend to medical duties. Before he left, he would write on a chalkboard a list of all the chores to be done that day. When he returned, he would join his sons and work side by side with them. From his father, Elder Clayton learned a work ethic that has blessed his life. Elder Clayton's family also knew that dinner meant family time. We talked about politics, what was happening at school, the neighborhood, the gospel, and the church. It was a wonderful ingredient of growing up. Having mealtime discussions is a practice he and his wife have followed with their own children. Elder Clayton was named Senior President of the 70 on October 6, 2015. He replaces Elder Ronald A. Rasband, who is called to the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Elder Clayton was sustained as a General Authority 70 on March 31, 2001. He has served as a member of the Presidency of the 70 since 2008 and has supervisory responsibility for areas in Utah. He assisted Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in supervising the Africa Southeast and Africa West areas. He also serves as a member of the Public Affairs Committee. He served as a counselor in the South America South Area Presidency in 2002 and 2003, and as president during 2003 and 2006. Born in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA, in 1950, he married Kathy Ann Kipp in 1973 in the Salt Lake City Temple. They are the parents of 7 children and the grandparents of 20 grandchildren. Elder Clayton earned a bachelor's degree in finance at the University of Utah and a law degree at the University of the Pacific. He was an attorney in California, USA, from 1981 to 2001. He has served as an Area 70, Regional Representative, Mission President's Counselor, High Counselor, Bishop, Stake Mission President, and Gospel Doctrine Teacher. He served as a full-time missionary in Peru from 1970 to 1971.
Elder Garrett W. Gong, Presidency of the 70. Elder Garrett W. Gong, recently called to serve in the Presidency of the 70, remembers a prompting that came to him while he was serving as a missionary in Taiwan. An investigator came into sacrament meeting. I felt inspired to write him a short note in Morse code, which said something like, "Welcome to sacrament meeting. Happy to see you here." The investigator happened to be a radio operator and was delighted to receive the message. I was amazed that something I had learned years earlier could help me to reach a certain individual in a particular way, says Elder Gong. Learning and reaching out to others have been the course of Elder Gong's life since childhood, when he learned Morse code as a Boy Scout. In 1977, he received a Bachelor of Arts degree in Asian Studies and in University Studies from Brigham Young University. In 1979, he received a Master of Philosophy degree, and in 1981, he received a Ph.D. in International Relations from Oxford University. Elder Gong has served in numerous church callings, including High Counselor, High Priest's Group Leader, Stake Sunday School President, Seminary Teacher, Bishop, Stake Mission President, Stake President, and Area 70. At the time of his call as a General Authority 70 in 2010, he had been serving as a member of the 5th Quorum of the 70 in the Utah South area. In 1985, Elder Gong served as a Special Assistant to the Undersecretary of State at the U.S. State Department, and in 1987 he worked as Special Assistant to the U.S. Ambassador in Beijing, China. From 1989 to 2001, he served in several positions at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, D.C. Garrett W. Gong was born in Redwood City, California, USA, in 1953. He and his wife, Susan Lindsay Gong, are the parents of 4 children and have 3 grandchildren. Elder Gong's grandparents immigrated to the United States from China. He has traced his ancestry back 33 generations to First Dragon Gong, born AD 837 in southern China during the late Tang Dynasty.
Bishop Gerald Cassé, Presiding Bishop. Gerald Cassé was still establishing his career in the food distribution industry in France at age 33 when the president of his company called him aside. He had noticed Gerald's spiritual convictions and his ability to make sound judgments and unify employees, traits developed through activity, service, and leadership in the church. The president concluded that Gerald was a man he could trust. To his surprise, Gerald was soon given the responsibility of managing 1,800 employees. By the time he was called to serve as a General Authority 70, a decade later, in April 2008, he was managing several food distribution companies. Bishop Cossé's business and management skills, coupled with his ecclesiastical service and leadership experience, will serve him well as the church's new presiding bishop. Bishop Cossé, who had been serving as first counselor in the presiding bishopric since March 2012, received his new calling just days after the October General Conference. He replaces Elder Gary E. Stevenson, who was sustained of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles on October 3, 2015. Bishop Gerald Jean Cossé, the Church's 15th presiding bishop, was born in Bordeaux, France, in 1963. He married Valerie Babin in 1986 in the Bern, Switzerland Temple. They have 5 children and 5 grandchildren. In addition to his experience in the presiding bishopric and as a member of the 70, he has served as a counselor in the Europe Area Presidency and as an Area 70, Stake President, Stake President's Counselor, Bishop's Counselor, High Priest Group Leader, and Elders Quorum President. As a young man, Bishop Kosse found happiness as well as faith through his service in the church. He served as primary pianist at age 12 and as Sunday school president at age 16. He also stayed busy with Aaronic priesthood duties. Serving in the church, including joining his father in his duties as a bishop and branch president, helped me get my testimony, he says. Bishop Kosse earned a master's degree in business from the ESSEC Business School in France in 1987. Before beginning his career, he served in the French Air Force, where he was assigned to a NATO agency.
Bishop Dean M. Davies, first counselor in the presiding bishopric. As a teenager, says Bishop Dean M. Davies, having the best cut lawn in our neighborhood brought joy to me, and I learned an important lesson, that a little extra effort can make a real difference in almost everything we do. Giving a little extra has become a standard that will continue to serve him well as the new first counselor in the presiding bishopric. Bishop Davies has been serving as second counselor to Bishop Gary E. Stevenson, who was sustained as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles on October 3, 2015. Dean Myron Davies was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA in 1951. He grew up as one of eight children. He expresses gratitude for parents who not only loved and nurtured their children, but also helped them appreciate the blessings of work. He married Darla James in 1973 in the Salt Lake Temple. They have five children and 14 grandchildren. Bishop Davies also learned an important lesson while living in San Francisco, California, USA, in 1989. During an earthquake, he witnessed the severe damage to apartments built without a sure foundation. Pondering the events of that day reaffirms in my mind and heart that in order to successfully withstand the tempests, earthquakes, and calamities of life, we must build upon a sure foundation, the foundation of Jesus Christ. A Sure Foundation, Ensign, Liahona, May 2013, page 9. Bishop Davies has been employed by the church since July 1995. Most recently, he was managing director of the Special Projects Department with responsibility for special purpose real estate, temple design, and temple construction. Previous to church employment, Bishop Davies worked for High Industries Incorporated of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Bechtel Investments Incorporated of San Francisco, California. He earned a bachelor's degree in agricultural economics at Brigham Young University and completed advanced executive programs at Stanford and Northwestern universities. Bishop Davies has served as president of the Puerto Rico San Juan Mission, Mission President's Counselor, Stake President, Stake President's Counselor, Stake Executive Secretary, High Counselor in several bishoprics, and as a full-time missionary in Uruguay and Paraguay Mission.
Bishop W. Christopher Waddell, second counselor in the presiding bishopric. As a college athlete, Christopher Waddell received a volleyball scholarship at San Diego State University in California, USA. But he learned to be grateful for a bishop who asked him about other things when he was at home during breaks. He didn't say, "How's volleyball going?" but "How are you doing? Are you saying your prayers? Staying strong? Staying active in the church?" I really appreciated those questions about the things that were most important, Bishop Waddell recalls. Focusing on what's most important has helped Bishop Waddell to live up to two family mottos, return with honor and trust in the Lord. That trust enabled him to put volleyball on hold to serve a mission. After he returned from his mission, it enabled him to continue a long-distance romance with a young woman at another university. Later, after they were married, trusting the Lord enabled them to listen to the Spirit when making decisions about moving. "You do things the Lord's way," he says, "and things will work out fine." Trust in the Lord will continue to bless Bishop Waddell, who has served as a General Authority 70 since April 2011, as he now becomes the second counselor in the presiding bishopric. Wayne Christopher Waddell was born in Los Angeles, California, in 1959. He married Carol Stanzel in July 1984 in the Los Angeles, California Temple. They are the parents of four children and have three grandchildren. He has been a counselor in the South American Northwest Area Presidency and will stay in Peru for a short time. Bishop Waddell received a bachelor's degree in 1984 from San Diego State University. He also did postgraduate work in the Executive MBA program at BYU. Beginning in 1984, he worked with Merrill Lynch, where he became first vice president of investments. Bishop Waddell has served as an Area 70, president of the Spain-Barcelona mission, where he previously served as a young full-time missionary, stake president, counselor in a mission presidency, bishop, and as counselor in a bishopric.
Brian K. Ashton, second counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency. Brother Brian K. Ashton was called to serve in the Sunday School General Presidency just as he was completing his service as president of the Texas Houston South Mission. The calling was announced in June, and he was sustained during the October 2015 General Conference. Brother Tad R. Callister continues as general president, and Brother Devin G. Durant, who had served as second counselor since April 2014, became the first counselor. The vacancy in the presidency was occasioned by John S. Tanner's appointment to serve as president of Brigham Young University, Hawaii. Brian Kent Ashton was born in Provo, Utah, USA, in 1969 to Kent and Vicki Brown Ashton. He is the oldest of nine children. He remembers his parents as being consistent teachers of the gospel at home. Brother Ashton served a full-time mission in Peru, Lima, South Mission. Brother Ashton served a full-time mission in the Peru, Lima, South Mission. His decision to serve was influenced by a good friend who felt prompted to tell him he needed to serve a mission. As his friend expressed his feelings, Brian felt the Spirit's confirmation. On his mission, he was struggling with some significant health challenges when he was called to serve as president of a large branch. During this time, he prayed fervently and continually to Heavenly Father for help. "I learned to rely on Him, and He came through for me," he said. "Learning to trust Him has made all the difference." After his mission, he attended Brigham Young University, where he met his future wife, Melinda Earle. Before they were married, however, she served in the Spain Malaga mission, while Brother Ashton worked in the Midwestern United States. After her mission, they were married in the St. George, Utah Temple. They have seven children. Brother Ashton received a Master of Business Administration degree from Harvard University, while Sister Ashton attended medical school. Brother Ashton is an entrepreneur and has started several companies. Brother Ashton has previously served as a bishop, high counselor, elders' quorum president, and gospel doctrine teacher.
Women leaders join church councils. The church has invited women to serve on three major leadership councils. Sister Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President, will serve on the Priesthood and Family Executive Council, formerly the Priesthood Executive Council. Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President, will serve on the Missionary Executive Council. And Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, Primary General President, will serve on the Temple and Family History Executive Council. Although women in Relief Society, Young Women, and Primary General Presidencies have regularly contributed to and advised these councils for decades, this invitation provides for a continual role in the councils. LDS edition of Bible in Portuguese. An LDS edition of the Holy Bible in Portuguese became available online in September at escritures.lds.org, as well as on the Gospel Library mobile application. Other formats such as EPUB and PDF versions are also available. The print version will be available in March 2016, with audio and Braille editions also coming in 2016. The new edition, titled Biblia Sagrada Almeida 2015, is based on the 1914 edition of the Joa Ferreira and de Almeida translation of the Bible, which was selected because of the high quality of its translation. Under the direction of the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles, a team of general authorities, Area 70s, professional linguists, and church members labored 5 years to review and prepare the LDS edition. Nearly 1.4 million members of the church speak Portuguese.
Providing refugee relief. LDS Charities, the humanitarian arm of the church, continues to provide relief in areas where various crises have left many in desperate circumstances. Here are three examples. Conflict in Ukraine has displaced 1 million people since 2014. 60% of the displaced are elderly. LDS Charities reached out to the United Nations Development Program to join a coordinated effort with local non-governmental organizations caring for the displaced poor and elderly. LDS Charities provided hygiene supplies, sanitation kits, and 3 months' worth of food to 37 facilities that will serve 13,000 people. Since January, more than 350,000 refugees fleeing civil war in Syria have sought asylum in Europe, a number expected to double by year-end. LDS Charities, in partnering with international non-governmental organizations, local municipalities, and national government agencies to meet needs of refugees and is providing resources for local church congregations to use in their response efforts. To help provide better shelter in refugee camps throughout the world, LDS Charities is participating in the United Nations High Commission for Refugees Project. An international furniture retailer has designed a structure that has advantages compared to tents. The structure includes doors and windows for increased security and a more solid roof covering to protect occupants from the elements. Assembly is underway for 333 housing units that LDS Charities has provided to a refugee camp in Iraqi Kurdistan. Christmas Media Initiative. During the 2015 Christmas season, the church will release a multimedia initiative titled A Savior is Born. The initiative focuses on finding, knowing, and following Jesus Christ and receiving the blessings made possible by His birth, teachings, and atonement. The centerpiece of this initiative is a new video featuring children from around the world sharing their testimonies of the Savior and celebrating His birth in Bethlehem more than 2,000 years ago. See the video and learn more about the importance of Jesus Christ by visiting christmas.mormon.org.
Children say, "We are His hands." Children around the world enthusiastically responded to a service campaign launched by church magazines. The magazines invited children to find ways to serve, then trace their hand on a piece of paper, write their act of service on the handprint, and send it to the liahona or friend. The magazines received more than 30,000 handprints from children who reached out to share the love of the Savior, blessing families and neighborhoods throughout the world. The inspiration for the campaign came from an April 2010 General Conference address by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, titled You Are My Hands. President Uchtdorf told the story of a statue of Jesus Christ damaged in World War II. Unable to replace the statue's hands when restoring it, townsfolk added these words to the base, You are my hands. Children's acts of service have been as unique as the handprints they've submitted. For example, Natalie S., age 5, from Hong Kong, sent two handprints. One said, I helped my mom around the house, and the other, I helped push someone in a wheelchair. Eric S., age 11, from Russia, explained, In the city where I live, there are cold winters. A family moved to his town, and they did not have warm clothing. I was able to give my coat to Artur, Eric said, and he became my friend. 10-year-old Gabriela P. from Venezuela printed on her handprint, At my school, my friends and I were in chess class. I was looking for a partner to play with when I saw a new boy who seemed sad. I wanted to help, but did not know how. Then a voice told me I just needed to be his friend. I went over and talked to him. Now we are best friends. The handprints were displayed at church headquarters in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA, for 2 weeks in September and October.
Priesthood Restoration Site Dedicated. On September 19, 2015, President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, presided at the dedication of the site in Pennsylvania, USA, where Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery received the Aaronic priesthood from John the Baptist. In the 1820s, the area was known as Harmony, Pennsylvania, and many events in the early history of the restored church occurred there. The meeting of Joseph Smith and Emma Hale, their courtship, and their early married life. The arrival of Oliver Cowdery to assist as a scribe in the translation of the Book of Mormon. The translation of most of the Book of Mormon. The restoration of the Aaronic priesthood and, although the exact location is not known, the Melchizedek priesthood. The first baptisms performed by priesthood authority in modern times. Revelations received that became 15 sections of the Doctrine and Covenants and a portion of the Pearl of Great Price. The newly renovated site includes a visitor center, which doubles as a meeting house for a local branch. The reconstructed homes of Joseph and Emma and of Emma's parents, Isaac and Elizabeth Hale, and access to the location on the Susquehanna River, where it is believed the baptisms of Joseph and Oliver occurred. Harmony provided Joseph with spiritual solitude and protection, allowing him to focus on the translation of the Book of Mormon. President Nelson said, Through this period, the Lord tutored Joseph in his divine role as prophet, seer, and revelator.